A very good evening to you. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and we will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
This evening, we are talking about COVID-19, the Jacob Zuma case, and the vaccination drive in Zimbabwe and other issues.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that 28 people died from COVID-19, while 1,949 new cases were recorded countrywide yesterday. As of 6 July 2021, Zimbabwe had 57,963 confirmed cases, including 41,624 recoveries and 1,939 deaths. To date, a total of 807,633 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
There are also reports of people stampeding to get vaccinated in Zimbabwe following a spike in new cases. Zimbabwe is expecting a delivery of 2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine tomorrow, and that is on Thursday.
And in South Africa, former President Jacob Zuma is facing a 15-month jail term for contempt of court, even though Zuma appealed. SABC reports that Police Minister Bekele's office says it is until midnight tonight to take the former president into custody, and it will execute the order of the Constitutional Court if it receives no response from the Apex Court by the end of business on Wednesday, which is today.
Ewambe zvinokanda valinda ndapikona endaoni zoke zomhlaba kunaive doku diaspora forum namhla sikhuluma ngokuchiyeneyo ukukhangela kakhulu i-COVID-19 ukuthi kwini okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe sisikhangela lokhu okwenzakala kwele South Africa siyabona ukuthi ke uhlangothi olubona ke ngezomvikela kumbe ngithi ezendaba zekhaya ioma fairs bakhangela amapolisa bathi kumele uzuma bembophe namhlanje ngoba watholakala kuthiwa udelele umthethwandaba so singazi ukuthi kuyozala nkomoni kudaba lolu kuzobuya ke lo daba lokuthi eZimbabwe abantu abaningi kukhanya umkhuhlane lo so singazi ukuthi kwenzakalani so ngokubona kwethu kukhanya ngala abantu abaningi sebegijimele ukuthi behlatshwa amajekiseni okuzivikela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kodwa siyabona ukuthi sibili abaningi kakhulu babhubhile izolo singathi-ke bafika khonapho 28 ngabantu ababulewe i-COVID-19. Kusenzakala kuki konoku siyakwazi ukuthi abayi 1984 abantu bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kusukela ngombimbitho onyaka enye sokulabantu 57,963 asebehlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi kunani leli abayi 41,624 sebaphepha ku-COVID-19. So siyabona ke ukuthi asebebulewe umkhuhlane lo bafika 1,939 kwele Zimbabwe. Asebejovwe amajekiseni atshiyeneyo bafika 807,633 abajovwe okwakuqala so siyabona ukuthi ke lokhu hayi kungazane kuyaqhuba ye kodwa kulabanye abantu amajekiseni bangazane ahlupha ngakho ke sokugcwela abantu asebefuna ukuthi bayejova ijekiseni sizakhangela ke njengokutsho kwethu udaba lukazuma amapolisa athi ngcono angene phakathi so kukhangela ukuthi kuziyatshaya amadaba kwakusalamhlanje bangabe sebemdophile khona ngale kodwa kulabantu enkandla khona ngale bayabheja bathi inkomo ingazala umuntu noma zokutheni abafisa ukuthi uzuma abotshwe ngoba bathi khonaukuthi icala lakhe lokuthi wadelela umthethwandaba abalisola bathi uzuma wasebenza kakhulu ukulwela impi yenkululeko kule South Africa kwetheswa-ke icala lokuthi wasebenza labanye abantu abadabuka kwele India ukuthiwa ngama-Guptas abagcina sebengani vele yibo asebegijimisa umnotho wakwele South Africa kusukuzwa leli icala njalo lokuthi ungangabe wemukela imali ukuze uthengiswe izikhali khonapho-ke kwele France kuthengwa kuthengiselana izikhali siyakubona lakho khonokho siyangena kukho kokunye-ke siyabona ukuthi-ke owalwa impi yenkululeko kuzibra u-Abraham Kiwane ubhubhe izolo so-ke ngomunye wabantu abaqalisa ukuthi bathwala izikhali kususela eTanganyika ingakabi yiTanzania khonapho ngama-1962 bazihambise i-Southern Rhodesia lapho kwakulo Ian Douglas Smith babelisana laye so-ke sizakhangela ukuthi konke lokhu kuyangaphi njalo lakhona ukuzalunguza njalo kwezakala eSwaziland ukuba abantu abachaywa okumalisayo amasosha lamapolisa kunjalo wejonga asingeneke sichaya namhlanje sibone baba
wangu vadiwa watereri ni vatariri nasi seza kuruku kwa nemu wangu Gibbs Dube tributa risanenya ye dambu ziko redenda re COVID-19 tunuza kutu muZimbabwe jina tunakumira zakanaka zaita manyama amiri nerongo tichinuza kutu uwandwe wanu uruku kwira zuwane zuwa wanu waruku batwa ne COVID-19 pangweche tine waruku shaya kubuliki zanechi uwereji ne zuro tunuza kutu kune wanu wanukana kuita chiuru ne mazana mapfumbamwe ane makumi mana nevapfumbamwe 1949 vanhu vakavhenekwa nezuro vachiwanikwa vaine COVID-19 angadziva chirungu new cases pamusoro pezvo vanhu makumi maviri nevasere 28 vakafa kubva kuCOVID-19 chirwere chiri kuurura saka vanhu vanoramba vachikurudzirwa kuti vanga vachizvichengetedza kuzvidzivirira kuteera mitemo yakatarwa nebazi rezveutano pamwe chete neWHO hurumende kudivi rayo yakaita kuti zvinge zvichirerutsa ndima panyaya yekuparadzirwa kwechirwere kuburikidza nekuisa mutemo welockdown tinonzwa kuti kutanga nezuro mutemo iwoyo wakasimbiswa kupfuura zvavanga vamboitwa nenyaya dziye dzekuti vanhu vari kunzi vari kuramba vachingofamba famba kunyange vanhu vari kunzi garai kudzimba vanhu vari kuramba vachifamba famba zvaita kuti hurumende iti anenge asina tsamba anenge atopara mhosva unofanira ngo ine yavari kuti exemplator kuti ungochibvumidzwa kungori mune dzimwe nzvimbo kana uchienda kubasa uchienda kupi unofanira kuchibudisa tsamba iyoyo ndo nyaya yacho kuti tikurukure nezvayo nhasi tanzwa zvakare kuti kune kutsikirirana vanhu vachida kubayiwa nhomba majekiseni enhomba kana kuti vaccine yekudzivirira COVID tanzwa kuti kuparire nyatwa kuchipatara uku chekuparire nyatwa vanhu vanga vachitsikirirana mune zvimwe zvipatara zvekanzuru kana makirinika ekanzuru tinonzwa kuti ingoma ndiyo imwe chete ine zuro takanzwawo kuti kubulawayo hurumende yakaparira chirongwa chekupaya vanotengesera mumigwagwa kana kuti vaya vatingati mabhenda kana kuti vanozviitira mabasa emaoko mainformal traders vakatangawo kunge vachibayiwa nezuro pachirongwa chine mazuva 10 inzira dzese dzekuedza kurerutsa ndima tichatarisawo zviri kuitika musouth africa matinonzwa kuti vaimbove mutungamiri wenyika yeva Jacob Zuma vane kusvika pakati peusiku nhasi kunge vaine rusununguko rwavo kana pasina zvashanduka kukundikana vanenge vachiendeswa kujeri vachizosungwa vachiendeswa kujeri kwavakanzi vapike mwedzi 15 nenyaya yekunzi vainzi vakazvidza dare asi vaZuma vakapikisa nyaya iyo kana kuti yatingati appeal kudare reConcord reconstitutional court pamwe chetewo neimwe nyaya iri kuhigh court saka hatizivi kuti nyaya dzo dzichafamba sei nekuti panenge pakuda nyanzvi dzemutemo kuti dzitsanangure kuti zvingafamba sei asi zviri pachena ndezvekuti kana pasina zvashanduka vaZuma vanogona kunge vachitorwa vachiendeswa kujeri manhero anhasi kana pakati peusiku ndo nyaya dzimwe dzatichati tikurukure Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with the people who spoke to some of our correspondents. Let's switch over to Harare for just a few seconds and then hear people talking about what they're doing in order to prevent themselves from contracting COVID-19. So these are some people who spoke to our correspondent Rutendo Mawere.
Sakana apa manje apa sandira pachiyo apa dzidzi kuti chichikuitika mberi enda mabasa handine izvi zvavakuti kunyora vambera yakazvita maofisi kozvaa ndimukiwo handine tabva kure vosana kuti tiroti zvirirait
saka muri kuona zvichikunetsa here zvekuti monyoresa mozodzoka futi
izvozvi ya zvinonetsa ewaita mamwe mavhaccini ka mune mamwe makliniki kuti vanhu vasati vasawande panzvimbo wacho
mabva kupi
zvimwe muavhani
hakuna here kumakanzo kliniki
taenda kuipiza kuno vabvaro vavasi kuvhaccini ewaita mamwe malocal clinic tii heri outspace zvitori nani izvozvo kuti vanhu vasawande panzvimbo
basi ngavana chakafamba wadani zvo ndizvo zvavanhu kubaya vanhu vapiwa makadi saka tinodzokera kumba nhasi kuti vagova vasvika kuti vana vada kunzira kupiwa makanda kuzeyamusehp
saka muri kuzviona sei
kuona
So, Jonga, these are some of the people that our correspondent, Lieutenant Mawere, was talking to.
Wongu tanzwa vajinji wa kana kuti vataurwa nawo apo vari kuchema kuti dambudziko riri kusangana nevakawanda ndiri kuti nzvimbo iri kuwanikwa nenhomba iyi paparenyapwa pakazarisa pakawandirwa vari kuti vaenda kuWilking Hospital havana kukwanisa kunge vachiwana rubatsiro ikoko nokuti kwakavharwa saka idambudziko iroro asi tiri kuona pamadande mutanda apa vamwe vari kunyorawo vachitaura kuti makirinika akati akavhurwa makirinika akati kwakavhurwa pane makirinika yandatoona yemuHarare imomo iri kunzi nhasi yanga ichitaura kuti vataedza kutanga vachipaya vanhu 120 kana kuti zana nemakumi maviri tingati hedu huwando hwacho hunenge huri hushoma nekuti kana iko kuparenyatwa tinonzwa kuti pazuva vari kubaya 500 vanhu kana kuti vemazana mashanu huwando hunenge husina kunyanya kuwanda kana pachinge vanhu vachiungana saizvozvo saka chikumbiro chiri kuitwa icho kuti dai pavhurwa nzvimbo dzakawanda dai chatambirwa kidzi.
Yes, we have got, you know, Rose Nyati. She's an elderly woman who was interviewed by Studio 7 by Ezra Chitaspanda, and we're doing a program, Zimbabwe Today, as Token. So she's a lady that used to get some goods, you know, and selling them, you know, and then she'll get some goods on credit and sell them, and then give back the money, give money to the person where she took the course from. So now she's very happy because she appealed through Studio 7 for assistance. And this is during the COVID-19 pandemic. And she was saying, you know, life was very tough. So let's listen to an excerpt of what she said about, you know, what Studio 7 did for her. Just hold on there. There she comes.
Yena no chakane ndi nyamtenda kuno wehleka kakhulu lapha na.
Yeah.
Ah ubakithi. Ikwatsine la. Ha sabona tube. Kuni yambona perandi.
Yeah.
Singati yabonana. Amchetu kokuthe uya thaba kakhulu wanxeka tube. Lapho sebenza khona. Umlimi sibla kungezelele kube ngaka kube gago thando lika Jehova. Ungakhanyeli mina ngiyethu khanyele sibanengi. Mina mvele nezidandari dube ngizindile. Manje ngathatha nge America lokhu ke yothandwe bathanda nokuthi.
Yeah.
There is the lady. She's very happy. She says even if she goes to heaven to testify that Studio 7 actually held there. She's so happy, you know. There are some people contributing clothes, there are some people giving him a lot of things, you know, clothes and so forth. So she's a happy woman.
And I think she thought you were in Zimbabwe.
Yes, she thought I was in Zimbabwe. But now she hears that I'm in America.
Yeah.
And Ezra kissed her and said, do we want you to come to
America?
She was happy, but says, you know what? I now have some people who are following me who are kids, these street kids, you know? So she has started feeding street kids as well.
Wow.
From that interview that we did with her. So she's a very, very happy woman and making a lot of impact on other people as well now. Because she can now buy goods and sell them, you know, without any problems. So that's what Studio 7 does at times, you know? All the time, yeah.
I'm not sure whether you are able to see one of our guests there.
I think he has been waiting.
He wants to go back to his.
Okay, let me check him out. Yes, I can see Dr. Frank Cooney. Let's go ahead with him.
Okay.
Yes. So I think he has been kicked out a little bit. Maybe he moved. So can I ask him to move a bit?
He sent me a text message that he has been waiting for 20 minutes, so I'm afraid I have to get back. I think he has gone back to work.
Yeah, I think he's still in here. So try to ask him to come back. Okay, we'll come back to him when he comes shortly. So unfortunately, we're not seeing him here. So now let's turn to the other issue of war veteran in Kiwane. So Kiwane is one guy who actually fought in the liberation struggle in the 1960s. And he's among those people who were actually smuggling weapons from Tanganyika to southern Rhodesia. So people are asking the government to actually declare him a national hero. So I talked to his son, Michael Kiwane, other relatives, and those in ZAPU. So let's hear what they said about the late Abraham Kiwane. Just 1 second.
Sifiso sokwakha isizwe yikho kwenza ukuthi asukumele phezulu ngesikhathi senkululeko njalo inkulumo zakhe zonke kufikele ekugcineni ngezinye zokwakha isizwe ngumuntu zibile kade eqinisa ukuthi hayi abantu isizwe nxa singela nhlonipho ngaso sizwe.
Yes, ngathi ke ube banjokweni umuntu omdala lapha kungasela amabushata.
Hayi, umuntu omdala sibili kusuke wamkhulela singathi lokhu abathi ngesilungu i-prostate cancer. Umdala kodwa sazama waze waya e-South Africa bayayidubula yangathi sathi hayi siphelile. Saba lethemba ukuthi siphelile. Wahlala sibili ama-5 years engelankinga. Kuthi sokuvuka futhi hayi. Kanye umkhuhlane wangkhona wahle wachamisela wabamba le mathunjini bese hlale umuntu osekhala ngamathambo, ekhala ngamathambo. Hhayi ugcine sibili bese kumjuka kwamjuka sibili ukuthi hhayi umuntu omdala bese kubonakala ukuthi hhayi uphakathi kobuhlungu.
Umuntu nje bengizitshela yena ukuthi hhayi umngane wokuhamba sitravela sibona ilizwe bekuthanda uhambe buka izinto intaba ibuka izwe leni akufundise ngembali yakhe ngoba besithi masixoxa nje uze ukuthi awubhacala kwethu, you know, and asixoxele ngembali yethu umdabu wethu elonda azaze ufika emzini yakhe.
Ngugodfriviki lo okhulumayo.
Uthini ngokuphupha
ngokuzalwa sidabuka esilobela. Ubaba uNkiwane ngimazela kuZaphu, mina futhi ngiyimemba yeZaphu lapha eSouth Africa Province. Ubaba uNkiwane ngingathi kimi ube ngumthombo wolwazi, ube ngumfundisi eliqhawe eyinkokheli ebesiyithembe kakhulu. Ukushona kwakhe yikulahlekelwa okukhulu esizweni sonke saseZimbabwe, hayi kuZaphu nje kuphela kodwa-ke isizwe sonke, ngoba phela ubaba uNkiwane simkhumbula ukuthi is one of the first people abaletha ama-arms eZimbabwe before iChinoyi lokuzeni in 1966 war. So ukulahleka kababa uNkiwane ukulahlekela kwesizwe sonke saseZimbabwe, ithi ubaba uNkiwane is a national hero.
Those are some of the people we're talking about, the late Abraham Kiwane Chonga. So they are saying that to them, he is a national hero. And hopefully our guests are going to join us right now. I think we've got one guest already, and that is Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
No, we're very fine. How is Britain?
Britain is quite warm, and you are happy we are going to be out of this wearing of masks. I think the country is going back to its normality now.
So what exactly are they saying now?
The Prime Minister just announced that it's from the 19th of this month. All the restrictions, COVID restrictions, are going to be lifted, meaning the country is going to go back to no more working from home. They're all going to go back to schools, to work, and all sorts. So I believe they've all the doors opening for economy again.
So to you as a Zimbabwean, what does that mean?
You see, it's today there is a match between Denmark and England. Mm-hmm. And they're expecting over 60,000 people are going to be in the stadium without masks, without social distancing. So I do not know how this thing behaves, this COVID-19. I don't know how it behaves because, you know, they say one thing and they act the other way. So I believe we still have to see how it's going to happen soon after this announcement. Maybe we'll wait for some other time. Maybe we might again go back square one.
Hmm. So I want to go mention one of the people that I want to go in the one so quickly.
One of the questions, but my case is still as a poor. But what I'm a hospital admissions, say, Siva Mangani now. So I think Mananzele would not talk me with a pandit, I want to appeal over. I'm a Antiamazela, but Panama Lumi, I want to complain at day, I want to allay. So, Mbonangani, Kodwa, meaning Singani, I don't think it's a good time. In Bonan's the wrong timing. I mean, I wouldn't go to a supermarket without a mask. I wouldn't go into anything. We're going to crowd corner without a mask. I'll still continue wearing my mask.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chonga?
Yes, I think Gibbs, I heard Mr. Mlalazi.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard him saying that there's a soccer match and people will not be putting on masks. I think that's a worrisome issue because not all the people who are going to watch the soccer live will be vaccinated. And that's a case of another spreader too.
Yeah, normally such super spreaders are very dangerous. So I don't know, is there any way, Lalas, that people are going to protect themselves from contracting COVID-19 under those circumstances if you go to the stadium?
I think they look at the percentage of the people that got vaccinated in this country. I think they are nearing almost 100% of the people who are above 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they look at that, I mean, because they've been saying, even if you have been in contact with someone with COVID positive,
mm-hmm.
you do not need to isolate. So I think that now they are relying on this vaccine, so of which I think we need to be cautious still. Because, you know, the government, all the politicians, they talk one thing and act this way. So mm-hmm. I believe we as citizens, we need to be careful and take care of ourselves. Because this, if you think of it, this COVID thing, I think, is for the benefit of someone. I mean, people are making money out of this. I think it says that there are some opportunists who are taking advantage of what's happening in this pandemic.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's check whether Mr. Goni has actually joined us. We are actually waiting for him. I think we're going to Ricky Mkonza, who has actually joined us. Mr. Mkonza, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello, Mr. Gibbs. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good evening to your viewers and listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mr. Regis Busango, can you put yourself on mute? We're coming to you there right now. Can you put yourself on mute? Yes. Quiet, Joga. With
yes, Dr. Mkonza Magadi. Dufungavari pa mute, Dr. Mkonza.
Yes, I think you pressed. Can you unmute yourself? Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, thank you. No simba kanama, michi simba academy.
I want rumpenyu. Tadao zo, Dr. Mkonza, shunzaka mira same South Africa. Toto angane kutarisa nyaye COVID-19 ne mitemwe lockdown irimo. Nukutarisa kwa wana Zimbabwe wakawanda wajishema kuti. Ewanga wakufunga watu waku kwa nsa uzukira kumabasa asi. Me lockdown mitemwe ya kuita kutuwa mwewanga wachi tambura zakari.
Ninochenda shukuru wakademi hongu zuna kumira wakanaka muna South Africa ni kuda kwe chenda ilo ratekeshera pasilo sere COVID-19 seku za wakono gunamge mchita South Africa ito ripa alert level number 4 kura kuti ili kusana china anochume chete kuti paiti ketota wa shutdown. Saka sasa kureva ndivyo kuti mabasa ezvo upfuma asinyasofamba zvakanaka. Ini ndinoshanda pa chikoro chino chepamusoro chinonzi Pan Investor of Technology. Takatovhara hatisi kutotenderwa kuenda kumakambasi zedu nekuda kuda kwetenda irori. Saka kutaura kwandiri kuita mabasa asi kunyatsoshandika zvakanaka. Vari kuchitoshanda vari kushanda less than full capacity zvavanofanira kunge vachiita. Zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti vanhu vamwe vari kutomiswa mabasa, vamwe vakumbonzi aiwa timbogarai kumba tozokudanai. Saka zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka vakandemi, ndo mamirira zvakaita muSouth
Africa. Gibbs.
Yeah, so looking at how things are going in South Africa, what do you think, Mr. Mkonza, can be done to prevent the spread of COVID-19? It seems now you're saying that university is shut down. Do you see, any positive results at the end of the day?
Yes, there would be positive results, although it is difficult to measure the effectiveness, but positive results will be there because as you know, this virus spreads through contact. So when people are not meeting in social gatherings in places of work and many other places where people normally meet, then it helps in keeping the spread of the virus.
Yes, just hold on there, Mr. Mkonza. We're coming back to you. I think we've got Mr. Regis Musango on the line. Chonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Chumba.
I think he has to unmute himself.
Yeah.
Can you unmute yourself, Mr. Musango? Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, asi vari kutaura kure vacharondera Musango muri kuzvika kure. Okay. Makadini.
Iripo makadini kanyi.
Aiwa takasimba. Nyaya iripo inyaya hombe vacharumbira kumusha uku. Vanhu vari kuita dambudziko rekuti vanga vachikwanisa kubayiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19 panguva ino, nokuti ndofunga dambudziko harisi pakuti mishonga mishomayo, asi kuti vanhu vabuda vakawanda nguva imwe chete. Zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pazvo?
Ndinotenda. Muri kundinzwa?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Alright. So don't go to Ghana English question.
Yes.
I think the issue we have with the Delta variant from India in our country, Zimbabwe, is a very, very serious issue. I think this is the worst time Zimbabwe is ever going to go through in terms of COVID since COVID-19 started. Therefore, the citizens of the country need to abide to the restrictions that have been offered or issued by the government. We see that the spread of this new variant is actually very different from the way the old variants have been spreading. So our people need to respect now the new regulation that has been put into place. Because if we look on the new area and the way that it affects people, it does it so quickly and unnoticed. And we have already lost so many people as I speak now due to this new variant. So therefore, we urge our citizens to let's not politicize this new variant and the COVID restrictions that are there. This is not political, but this is strictly about our health. This is strictly about trying to diffuse and to limit the death that can be caused by this variant. And as I want to reiterate that there is no politics in it. But we know that our people were flexible. They come out and they were now going about their business. There were almost absolutely no more restrictions in Zimbabwe, apart from you just putting on your mask. But now, because of the spread, the way this variant is moving quickly, these restrictions, of which there's also level 4 in Zimbabwe, it has to be in place and it is now in full force. And we expect and we will encourage our citizens to really be guided. So, kumbirawo vana vedu veZimbabwe vateedzere mitemo yaitwa negovernment yokuti vanzi vambomira kufamba, vambomira kuinda kwavasingafaniri kunge ichienda nenyaya yekuti denda recovid rinonzi Delta variant yakabva kuindia idenda rinokuvadza uye idenda risingaonekwi mapindiro aro. Kana rakupinda denda iroro usina kuvaccinatiwa, unogona kukurumidzika kushaikwa neupenyu uye kukurumidza kuti vamwe vasina denda iri vabatiwe nedenda iri nekuda kwemovement. Saka vanhu vemuzimbabwe ngavagamuchire marestrictions aya. Haasi political. There's nothing politics about it. Asi zvepolitics ndezvekuti upenyu hwenyu huchengetedzwe. Ndatenda panguva ino.
Thank you very much. We can mute now and then we go to Mr. Mlalazi. Vamwe Mlalazi, masisikangela kona posibili okwenzakalayo ngecovid, ubona ngani kuyapeta ngani ngonoku abantu ekata besenza kokuchenela kunjalo, ubona ngani kuyangapi?
Ikakhulu ezweni lakithi eZimbabwe Themba, mina ngibona ukuthi ngabe abantu bakithi bayazinakekela bona. Ngoba uqinisile lo baba uthina, this is not nothing to do with politics, it's true. Ngoba nometa abantu singathi thina siyazi ukuthi abantu bakithi bahluphekile and kufanele abantu basebenze, kufanele abantu baphume phandle, but then ubhubhane lo luyaqeda abantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. So mina i-message njengayitho ebantwini nje ukuthi siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhona uyasithanda, kodwa ke asibhekeni ukuthi sibe vaccinated. Njengoba besiyi-choose Zimbabwe at least nayo iyazama ukuthi abantu bathole i-vaccine. So mina bengithi nje abantu bakithi ngaba kunje ngoba sibonile kwenzakala e-India, sibonile ngihlala la England. La e-England abantu baphela kwafa amadokotela kwafa yonke into. Bungasathi uma ufona nje ufonele i-ambulance baleka bengasondela eduzane lawo. So bengithi uma kungenzakala into efana naleyo kithi eZimbabwe abantu bakithi bazokuphela. Besingathi nje i-Studio 7 kanje mani ifake inhlelo zenu kube namalanga nje ngiqala mhlawumbe ama-languages akhona nje especially specifically for into efana ne-COVID-19 ukuthi ikhulume nje kube nohlelo labantu bazokhuluma isikhalanga bachazele abantu ukuthi nabantu abazofaka ama-examples ukuthi mina ngayithatha i-vaccine. Like myself, I did take i-vaccine ngo-February. Ngathatha 2 doses and I'm still okay. And la ngihlala khona manje kulamule yona i-vaccine. So uma kungaba ney'hlelo ezinjalo ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyishona kukhuluma isikhalanga, kukhuluma isitonga, kukhuluma isivenda, ama-languages wonke nala khona ekithi, nibe ney'nhlelo ezinjalo echazisela abantu ukuthi le nto le i-COVID-19 iyabulala. Ngoba ama-politicians uma befika ngale Harare bakhuluma i-English. Uma bekhuluma i-English endaweni eziningi la kuhlala khona abantu they do not understand into eziyabe zikhulunywa ngale ma-politicians ethu esichasisa khonoko. Uma kukhuluma maybe Minister of Health ekhuluma mele government, they speak in English and forgetting ukuthi ogogo ngale makhaya babe kithi lento ngeyabantu abafundile thina mhlawumbe sozisithinta. Kanti-ke abantu bakithi baqedwa yilento ubhubhane khona. Bese ngithi kunyakakeki khona bengikhulume ukuthi ngingakota ukuthi abantu babuhlungu nakhona inkokhelo yethu nale South Africa sikhulume ngayo. Ngiyabonga.
Ye, hayi, sizangena kulokho. Tonga.
Yes, Dr. Mkonza, maybe you are closer to what is happening in South Africa with regards to the Zuma issue, former President Jacob Zuma issue. May you update us on the current situation there?
Thank you very much once again. What is happening is that we have had a case of former President Jacob Zuma, who was requested to appear before the Commission of Inquiry on State Capture, that is being chaired by Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo. And President Zuma appeared before this commission, for a few days, after which he then said he is no longer willing to appear before that commission until the Deputy Chief Justice recuses himself. Because in President Zuma's argument, the Deputy Chief Justice is conflicted. In the sense that they have prior relations with President Zuma. But the Deputy Chief Justice, who was the chair of the commission, said he does not have conflict of interest. So there was a problem which caused the Deputy Chief Justice to go to the Constitutional Court to try and compel former President Zuma to go to the commission to testify. Now, that was just a background to the issue. Now, what then happened is that the Constitutional Court ruled that President Zuma must go and testify, and President Zuma still did not go to the commission, and the Constitutional Court then actually the Chief Justice, the chairperson of the commission, then approached the court to say former President Zuma is not respecting the Constitutional Court judgment and therefore should be imprisoned for contempt of the highest court in South Africa, which is the Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court ruled that President Zuma should be jailed for 15 months, that was a suspended sentence. That's where we are now, where the former President Zuma is, there's a judgment on him that says he must go, he must be jailed for 15 months. So what we saw over the weekend is that President Zuma then, he held a press conference in his home area in Inkanda, where he said he does not see any reason why he should end himself to the prison, or to the correctional service guys in Inkanda, as the Constitutional Court had ordered. So he approached the High Court to try and appeal against this judgment. So we are waiting for the outcome of that appeal. If I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to come out on Friday. So that's the state of affairs. We are. I think there is a conflict between former President Zuma and the judiciary on how his case was handled, and President Zuma is still contesting that he was treated unfairly by the courts.
But as of now, we know that the police are saying that they may arrest him. So what is going on right now? How is the situation unfolding?
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. Yes, it is true that I listened to one of the statements that was issued by the police. They said the Constitutional Court judgment still stands. So they are going to, make it a point that they arrest President Zuma. you know, they're up to midnight today. So I think it's a develop, that is a developing story. We are waiting to see whether, you know, he will be arrested or not. But I think what I may also need to add, you know, for the viewers, is that behind this legal issue is also a political issue. You know, there is a political contestation that you may know within the ANC between, you know, the current president, Cyril Ramaphosa, mm-hmm. and, you know, supporters, those that, you know, were on the side of President Zuma, and also supporters of the current, the currently suspended Secretary General H. Makashule. So this war court case must be interpreted within a political context.
But tiri kunzwa kuti mapurisa akagarira pa mukova pa vaZuma iko kunganja kwawo iko. Tingatarisira here kuti vangadai vaZuma vachirimo kana kuti vakatobuda. Tiona kuti pane nguva yakareba kana munhu akati haasi kutarisira kunga achisungwa anogona kunga atombofambawo kuenda kumwe. Zvii zvamungafunga pamusoro penyaya?
Ini chandinofunga ndechekuti vaZuma vanogona kunge vasitorimo muhomestead imomo. Nekuti sekurangarira kwamunoita vaZuma nhoroondo yavo inotudza kuti munhu akashandira intelligence yeAfrican National Congress munguva yehondo. Saka handifunge kuti munhu angamirire kuti angosungwa akangogara panzvimbo imwe chete nekuda kweexperience yavainayo. Ndinofunga kuti vanogona kunge vatori kune imwe nzvimbo histori ipo pavari kufungidzirwa kunzi vari. Nekuti musesande vakataura kuti havasati vagadzirira kuti vaende kujeri. Saka zvinhu zvinotarisirika kuti vangange vasitori mumikanza kumba kwavo kuinkanza iko.
Ye, so sike sizwe ubaba uSikhumbuzo Mlalazi ukuthi uthini ngodaba lolu. Ngoba lolu ludaba oluhluphayo kakhulu. Kumbe singakayi kuSikhumbuzo Mlalazi. Let's go to Mr. Vusango. Mr. Vusango, what we are seeing in South Africa is something very exceptional. When we look at African leaders, yes, there are some who have been prosecuted for different crimes and so forth. But in Southern Africa, maybe we are getting this for the first time. So what can you say about the Zuma case?
Thank you, Mr. Jonga and Mr. Gibbs.
Yes.
Like the former speaker, previous speaker, it's very clear that Ramaphosa is serving the white interest. It's very clear. We know that even...
How do whites come in there?
I'll tell you how the whites come in.
So briefly, yes.
As you know, that South Africa was... South Africa was... give me one step nearer.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, I think Mr. Vusango...
He's very low.
You know, how people come in... okay, you know that South Africans were... talking about their land, they wanted to get their land back from the white people in South Africa and others. And the Zuma was committed to follow those processes. And you can see that even from Malema, even it was channeled into the parliament, whereby the president is now trying to divert from what the South Africans are intending to do. They want to get their land back. And they're giving a reference of Zimbabwe, but they're also saying we want to do it in a different way, even what Zimbabwe has done. Mm-hmm. But the current president, Ramaphosa, is now drifting from that notion. And this is a problem whereby they are saying Umkhonto weSizwe went to war because of the land. And now that since 1994, we got our independence and our land has not been given back to us. South Africans, black South Africans, do not have the land. Now we know that Ramaphosa is serving the white interest because he does not want to follow the commitment that he actually gave in the parliament. But now he's trying to zip back from that commitment. And this is the reason why he's now trying to one by one remove or evict all those Mkonde Wesizwe who are linked in the government. You look at the Esima Gasule, you look at Lindi Wesisulu, and all the veterans of the ANC. They are being targeted. It is there. If you go on the Instagram of Lindi Wesisulu, she said it very well that she's in pain because of they are the father of the revolution who is standing today. The pain that he's going through because of the current president, really. So now we look at the fact that I would say that the Comrade Zuma should not be arrested. I would say that the way that the court case was processed was wrong. They didn't follow constitutionalism. Because when you are supposed to be going through these courts, you start from the smaller court to the bigger court, you don't just go straight to the constitutional court, which is the highest court on the land. The reason why this case for Zuma was expedited to the highest court in the land, it was to give him no room to contest his case. So he cannot contest the case. And you can see that this is more political than anything else. When you look at people who were killed in Marikana, Brother Gibbs, who killed people in Marikana? Was that not Ramaphosa who killed people in Marikana? He shoot people and they died on the spot. We know that it's there, it was hit. What did Zuma kill anyone, any workers who were actually working in South Africa in a mine? Instead, Zuma is the one who was one of the revolutionaries who gave independence to South Africa in 1994. Now we want to put that person in prison. We don't even give him a chance.
Mr. Charambe Kabusango, if I may chip in there.
Go ahead.
I think there is constitution. So if we are to follow constitutionalism, I don't think Zuma and company should bring in these facts that I fought for this country, so I should not be prosecuted, all that. If Zuma, and if the courts found Zuma guilty and he was in contempt of court, what next can you expect? He should be saved.
No. I think we are going further. We need to start from the bottom.
No, but because of time, Mr. Charumbira Busango, because of time, we have to do it that way. Because, we have seen it even in our own country, that there are some certain people who are saying, no, he's untouchable because he's an ex-combatant or a veteran. But there is law.
Yeah, but in our country, we don't have cases like that. Mr. I think now we are becoming more political than what we should. If we are talking about the South African issue, let's remain there in South Africa and talk about the Zuma issue. Let's not.
No. If we bring you as a guest, we expect to discuss all these issues and give comparisons, Mr. Osango. Yeah,
but I didn't know now we are talking about the Zuma issue. If we are talking about the Zuma issue, we can divert there, and I can tell you that what you are saying is not correct. That's what you want to say,
but we have seen it. We have seen immunity in Zimbabwean judicial system.
But who has refused to be arrested in Zimbabwe? Who has been taken to the court and then he came out and said, I'm not getting arrested? Can you give me an example?
Mr. Busango, we have seen people even refusing to go and appear before commissions and all that in Zimbabwe. It's not new. Okay, go ahead with the Zuma case, then we go to the next guest.
Thank you very much. So what I'm saying about the Zuma case is I want to conclude, because we all know it's on the public domain, is that we see that in South Africa, themselves, the South African citizens, they are different from other African citizens. There are people, when they say what they are going to do, South Africans will actually carry on and do exactly what they say they're going to do. They are saying the Zulu people, we are the biggest tribe in this nation. And if you are killing or you are taking Zuma to the prison, it means you have to take all the Zulu people to prison. Therefore, we are going to know that now there's a war between the Zulu nation and the rest of the South Africans. So we are ready for a civil war. We have not seen that in Zimbabwe or anywhere else. But we know South Africans, when they say, well, there's going to be xenophobia tomorrow, they will definitely going to make sure that xenophobia will be seen tomorrow. And what we are saying is that Ramaphosa, he needs to reform himself and understand the consequences this court case can end up being in South Africa. We are going to see a very imminent civil war in South Africa, because the Zulu people, if they say they are going to be on the street and they are going to say, if the police are coming here to arrest my father, then they will kill me first before they take my father. This is what Zuma's son has said. And Zulu people and South Africans, they are behind him. So this is more political. And what we are saying is that we are expecting the president of South Africa to really look, because as the excellence of, or his excellence of the Republic of South Africa, he has the mandate to even call off this court order. He has the mandate to listen to the citizens of South Africa and their concerns, and not to be more political, because we know for sure this is more political. This is what we're expecting from South Africa. We're expecting the rule of law to be followed. I don't think the rule of law was followed in the court case of Zuma, because this case was supposed to start from the magistrate to the High Court, the Supreme Court, and then to the Constitutional Court, and all that is not followed. So we see that there's a rush to take Zuma to prison, so that the remaining revolutionaries, comrades in South Africa, the likes of A.C. Matakule, Lewis is playing the rest, they will have no option, because their head would have been cut off. And we are saying, anyone who is a president or anyone in Africa who wants to undermine the revolutionary comrades is a sellout to Africa.
Thank you very much, and mute your button. I'll come back to you very shortly. Mabuskumbuzo mlalazi ngamafutshane okhulunywa ngumvusango khonapho ukubona njani
kanje ubaba uGandhi kanje oninawo lapho babantu
ubaba uRegis Vusango ngakade khuluma omunye ujonga kanemini
janga kandemira. I want to correct you, my brothers. We black people don't have to be so much apologetic. You just mentioned that there is a court in South Africa, there is a constitution in South Africa, there is none. The court in South Africa that is accusing Zuma, it's a mini ICC that we see in Hague that targets only black people. And the Zuma, it's a fact. Zuma freed the white people. Zuma freed black people in South Africa. They made that law to be facing everybody equally. But it's drifting back to protect white people. How can a nation with so many people, black people, from the whole continent of Africa, having 5% of one race, 5%, even less than 5% of one race, owning 100% of the wealth of the country, owning 95% of land of the country, is that not a criminal act?
The basic argument here, Mr. Mlalazi, is that this Mr. Zuma is suspected to have committed a crime. And then he was sentenced to 15 months in prison without disregarding all these things. Everybody knows Zuma was in the intelligence services of Umkhonto weSizwe. Everybody knows that Zuma was the president of South Africa. Everybody knows that Zuma lives in England. But the bottom line is, they are saying, it's not a case here, you know?
No. It's very simple and straightforward. This thing is just straightforward, that is political. From the day Zuma came out of prison to date, he's been a target. All the cases, remember Zuma had more than 700 cases, now he's only having 18. He's been sent to prison, he's not given a chance to, he's been in and out of the courts, he's never refused to go to court. But remember, at the moment, we are having a problem in SADC in Mozambique, which SADC countries, they cannot contain. They are starting another one in South Africa. Who is going to die? Ramaphosa is going to run away. Ramaphosa is safe. Those police are going to die in Uganda, and they are going to come back to protect Ramaphosa. Our people are going to die in Uganda, which is true. Zuma is not fighting, but the people around Zuma, they are saying, hands of our leader is enough. We cannot target an old man and leave the killer. The clerk that you asked a brother there to say, what have the whites done? They've killed people, black people in South Africa, and they got away with it. So why can't Zuma get away with just killing money? It's something, people who killed people, black people in Africa, were killed by people who came to destroy Africans. So they continue with their tendency, and people are going to say no to that. And then saying no to that means a lot of people are going to be affected.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, you know, if you're talking about Zuma, you're not talking about the ordinary person who are going to just target him like that. You know, the person He's got so many people that understand him. He's a leader, and if you take away a leader from the people become vulnerable, the people become weaker, and they are not going to accept that.
Thank you.
By people. So to me, I'm saying it is wrong, it is unnecessary, it's irrelevant, it's uncalled for. They should stop abusing African leaders. It's not true that African leaders are waste. Look at where you are in America. Look at that George Bush, what he's done in the world. Nobody, people are dying, they're still dying of the effects of what they've done. But nobody's following them. No, they're not getting arrested. Why are you targeting simple men that do my loving men?
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Mr. Mkonza, maybe a quick reaction to what this gentleman is saying. Very quick one.
Oh, thank you very much. I want to kindly bring in another dimension to what the other panelists have put in on the table. Yes, of course, what they are saying about the spot that Zuma has is correct in some quarters, but I think we must look at this issue from a point of view that when President Ramaphosa came into power, he was faced with serious challenges of a public service that was seen to corrupt, and the public service that was seen to people were committing all sorts of crime without any action being taken against them. And of course, we know the commission was set up by former President Zuma himself. But what President Zuma came in to and did was to, strengthen, the resolve to deal with corruption through the commission, and he gave this word for it. Now, when people begin to bring in history and people begin to, my question that I always have is, should people be allowed to act above the law, to be corrupt, to abuse public office, simply because they have a particular history? And I want to agree with Mr. Kandemiri to say, I think this phenomenon is not only in South Africa. You find it even in countries such as Zimbabwe, particularly in countries where people have a liberation history. You have those that would be governing a liberation history saying, we liberated you. But the question is, where does this take Africa to? If people do not follow the rule of law, where everyone is equal before the law, if an ordinary citizen is guilty of a particular crime and he goes before the court and gets convicted, they must face the music. And equally, if a president or a former president gets before the court and gets convicted, they face the music too. I think for me, what's happening, I think it's a difficult situation that we are in.
Thank you. Thank you. And our time is running out. So now we are having breaking news here. According to ENCA, former President Jacob Zuma's lawyers are making a last-ditch attempt to prevent him from being arrested tonight. Zuma's lawyers are asking the Constitutional Court to suspend his arrest warrant. They say his life will be prejudiced should he be arrested tonight. And this is a pitch from ENCA. There's a similar pitch that was sent out by other organizations, including Newsroom Africa. So there's a lot that is happening right now, and I think we don't have extra time here, unfortunately. So we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Sikumbuzo Mlalazi, he lives in UK, Mr. Regis Vusango, who is in Canada, and Mr. Ricky Mkonza, who is in South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Tule saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, also in Maryland. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Bye-bye.